unless you have attempted to read the Bible the way they did. Mm-hmm. But then he didn't stop. Like so many other German professors, he had to go on for a second doctorate, his habilitation, as they call it. And he did that on the medieval great St. Bonaventure. And so he became something of a medievalist, and his work, though written in German, was translated into English, and it still stands the test some 45 years later. Bonaventure scholars still cite it and still regard it as a kind of monument of penetrating research into this seraphic doctor and his grasp of God's purpose for history, not ending with the death and resurrection of Jesus or the death of the last apostle, but Bonaventure was the one who really could see how salvation history is continuing on to the very present, and especially whenever we celebrate the sacraments that constitute our liturgical life as the Catholic family of God. I mean, you have somebody then who is an expert on the old and the new, on scripture and liturgy, on the patristic and the medieval, so that when he theologizes, it really is like a symphony, mm-hmm. which is what keeps his work from being kind of reductionist contemporary approach. So many other contemporary Catholic theologians like Rahner, Lonergan, Skillebeck, and Kung were brilliant, really do deserve to be read by scholars, but they often prefer to kind of formulate their theology in idiosyncratic terms, in their kind of developing their own terminology so that insiders got it but outsiders didn't, and they had a school of thought. But his Ratzinger has many amazing doctoral students who have gone on to achieve great prominence in the church and in the academy, but he's never kind of created a self-enclosed circle, a school of thought with its own rarefied vocabulary. Instead, he really theologizes in what I can describe as classical Catholic theology. Mm-hmm. And so it's always going to be permeated by the Bible, the old and the new. It's going to be permeated with quotations from the fathers, but more than just, you know, citations, he really grasps the importance of their work and their weightiest insights, and likewise the medieval. So when he speaks to the modern questions in the church concerning such things as